This is the Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary, presented by CRP 4x4 Truck Outfitters. Now, here's Brian.
I'm not done stretching yet. Just a second.
Morts! Reach! Reach for the sky! Come on! Bend up! Get up! Move a little bit! All right.
I'm ready. It's Northern Colorado's voice. Small circles.
There we go.
Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. 39 degrees, 4 minutes after 3 o'clock. It's Tuesday. I'm the Good Afternoon Guy, Brian Gary, along with my fabulous producer, Ryan Kelly. Ryan, how are you, man?
I'm doing good. How are you, Brian?
I am lovely. I'm peachy.
Good.
Yeah. After this show, I'm off for like several days.
I know. This is your Friday.
Yeah. Can you feel a case of the to heck with it's coming out of me?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit? Yeah, a little bit. I got a lot of it. So if you're only getting a little bit, that's cool. Hey, we have a winter weather advisory. Boom! Just started happening. Did you feel the change 35 minutes ago?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. 35 minutes ago or so, I felt a shiver go down my spine and all my hair stood up. So that makes a lot more sense now.
It does. That was the winter weather advisory with winter coming back to Colorado. Went into effect at 2:30 and will go until 5 a.m. on Thursday. We are expecting to get some snowfall anywhere from 2 to 5 inches, depending on where it where you live. Where you live, the Denver metro area, Fort Collins, Greeley, Fort Morgan, and that area, we are expecting to have some snow start falling as well, probably later tomorrow morning. I mean, I don't mean late tomorrow morning, but I mean in the morning tomorrow is when we're expecting the snow to start, and again, could have anywhere from 2 to 5 inches, depending on where we're at. Tomorrow, Cody Wilson, Denver Front Range weather meteorologist Cody Wilson, will be filling in for me. Good Lord. Right now, just say a prayer for everyone who's going to be listening tomorrow. You and Cody Wilson are going to be running it, Ryan.
I actually have a pack of rosaries in my bag with me. So if anyone needs one, I have more than enough in here.
Oh, there's going to be a very, very much a need for all that. You two are going to be... You're going to be a little bit Western. It's going to get things are going to get a little reckless in here. I know that. But a big thank you in advance to Cody, who'll be filling in for me tomorrow. Very happy to have him do that. I'll be gone for a few other days where we're going to have some best of and some of, you know, the what we feel some of the best bits that we've had over the last couple months. We will play in there. Hey, I spent the morning walking around downtown Greeley, or spent the afternoon going around doing a little shopping. Popped in and did some shopping at some local shops, including one of our fine sponsors, Mom's Popcorn. Mom's Popcorn is a sponsor of our movie talk on Fridays, and they had a special going on, which I was reading about yesterday. It was the first I'd heard of it, where it's the cash-only sale, where they have these sample bags for only a dollar. They're originally $2.50. If you pay the cash, they'll pay the tax. And this goes on through Friday. 35 flavors to pick from. And I bought 20 of them. I did. I went in with a $20 bill and I told my wife, I'm spending this all on popcorn. We walked in and the flavors, Ryan, were unbelievable. And I hate it when people say this, I almost got you something. But after I got home, I realized I should have grabbed a bag of the dill pickle popcorn.
Please.
I know, as much as you love the dill pickle taste, and they had it right there, too.
That's okay. I can forgive you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I would have got it for you if I remembered you. That's... But I ended up dropping more money because we bought, you know, 20 of these sample bags. And then, of course, my wife saw the big bag of caramel corn, and it is her birthday tomorrow. So she definitely got that. But good stuff. Shop around. Say hi. Great people at Mom's Popcorn. And I started thinking how cool it would be to have one of the businesses next door to a popcorn shop, because the smell of popcorn is fantastic. Imagine that going through all the time. That's like when I lived across the street from a bakery. That was just absolutely incredible. Well, we're going to have some fun today. Tanner Swinn's going to join us in the next break, host of NoCo Now, and we'll find out what's happening in NOCO Now and what we should know about. Also, Luke Gagline from PFS Insurance is going to be popping in and get to meet and visit with Luke. So happy to have them as part of the family here. But Luke Gagline at PFS Insurance is going to be popping in studio with us, and that'll happen about 3:30. Last night were the CMA Awards, or the ACM Awards, so we're going to talk about those and what went down. I can tell you, I didn't see a minute of it. I did not watch it, but I have a recap of it, and I've read some articles on it, talked to folks who watch it, so I'll have some opinion on that. Also, of course, we'll be talking about Russell Wilson coming to the Denver Broncos. What a huge trade that is, so that's going to be a biggie. We'll have What Day Is It, talk about celebrity birthdays, and can tanning, can getting a good tan just be a nose spray away? Sounds strange, but there's actually a product that is a nasal spray that enhances tanning. I have some thoughts on that as well, and what may be the worst neighbor in the history of neighborhoods. We'll discuss that guy a little bit later on, too. So we got a lot of good things coming your way. There's always good things coming your way when you pop in and visit my friends at the Sundance Steakhouse and Saloon as they're celebrating their 40th anniversary all year long. Always live music every Friday and Saturday night at Foco's largest music venue. They've got a big old dance floor that is always packed, and great food. They've got the off-track horse racing and the dogs as well. Why do I struggle with that every time? Ponies and puppies. That's why I should
ponies,
just...
Ponies, pups.
Ponies, pups, yes. They got all that, too. So many great things. Find out why they've been around for 40 years and still celebrating. The Sundance Steakhouse and Saloon, 2716 East Mulberry in Fort Collins. Tanner joins me next at Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Sports and the UNC Bears are on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Now, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to the show. 14 minutes after 3 on your Tuesday afternoon. I'm the Good Afternoon Guy, Brian Gary, my producer, Ryan Kelly, and joining me in studio, host of NOCO Now, my buddy Tanner Schwint. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing well. How are you, Brian?
New haircut. You got
I'm feeling
there.
Good. I wanted to make sure that when I got down to Arizona, all of my face was going to be warm and, you know, getting sun on it.
The proper tanning. You didn't want any of those.
Correct.
Yeah, that hair throwing a weird shade,
right.
Getting a strange tan. What are you going to Arizona for?
Just vacation, man. Just going down there to relax and get away for a while. And
do you like that part of the country? Or is this the first time you've gone down there? Or do you have a history with Arizona?
My parents kind of have a second place down there.
Do they?
So we're going to go hang out with them for the week and go golf and hopefully a whole lot of nothing. I just hang out and get away for a bit.
Where are you going to play golf?
I haven't looked.
Do you know yet?
I don't. I'm not a planner for vacation. Get down there, whatever I'm feeling, let's go do it.
I played one time in Arizona. We had a trip down there and we stayed in Scottsdale.
Yeah.
And I played the Scottsdale course.
Oh, is that right?
And it was incredible.
See, Luke Gagline, who you're about to have on with PFS Insurance, he's got a TBC Scottsdale hat on. So you guys got plenty to talk about.
Absolutely.
How did you play? Did you play well?
No, yeah. I didn't. But I remember drinking, and I remember there being sausages.
There you go. Sounds like a great day to me.
It really does. It's a good day on the golf course. Well, there's lots of things going on, but let's talk first off, Russell Wilson, a Denver Bronco. Now, I would like to have set a timer from when Rodgers inked his deal to when the Broncos totally went after this because I feel they were hanging on that one. That was their number one choice. And when it didn't happen, they went strong for what really was our number one choice.
Right.
The way I'm picking it is it was Russell Wilson.
And that's where I think, too. I think that they must have been holding out a little bit of hope. I think they're both plan A's, right? They were we know Rodgers is probably just using us as leverage because it's from reports that this deal with Seattle was done 2 weeks ago. So you know they had it in place, but they must have just said the contingency here is Aaron Rodgers, because I don't think anyone's arguing Aaron Rodgers is a better quarterback than Russell Wilson is. He absolutely is. You can't argue that, Minnesota Vikings fan.
Yeah, I can.
No, you can't.
I can.
Rodgers is the better quarterback. Wilson, though, is 5 years younger. He wants to be in Denver. You got him for 10 years maybe. So it's a haul, right? You send Drew Locke, Noah Fant, Shelby Harris, two first rounders, a second rounder. I believe it's two second rounders as well. Fourth and a fifth, I think, is what they all sent down there. And the Broncos get Wilson and a fourth rounder back. So I'm excited about the move. It's nice to have the Broncos back in the talk about things. They're now the fifth best. They've got the fifth best odds to win the Super Bowl next year.
That's crazy.
I think that is absolutely crazy. I think, get into the playoffs, be competitive, and you're gonna be okay. But the sense of optimism and renewal of hope is here in Denver, and it comes in the form of number three, Russell Wilson.
I think it's very, very exciting. I think he's a great fit. He's a quality dude. Who's a better quarterback right now? Yeah, you can't argue that Aaron Rodgers is the cream of the crop. He's as good as it gets
right now.
He's
the best quarterback in the league right now, right? I mean,
it'd be hard to say that he's that much better than Mahomes.
Right.
But definitely
back-to-back MVPs.
The argument is there, and Russell Wilson doesn't come into that commentary of who was the top couple of quarterbacks.
Right. But
Russell Wilson is right
ago?
There. But would have been different if Russell Wilson were on the Broncos this last year. There's a lot of things that come into play, but I look at it from a fan perspective as if you were to tell me right now, going into next season, who would be a better fit for the Denver Broncos, Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers? I would have said Russell Wilson. Simply because there's many reasons. One of them being I'm still not sold on our offensive line.
Yeah.
I think it's a weakness, and I think whoever is back there is going to have to move a little
bit.
Yeah,
no, and Russell's
shown
that.
And that's not something Rodgers likes to do.
No, Russell Wilson's shown that for sure, and now you want to boot him out and do the play action type of stuff that fits into Nathaniel Hackett's game plan, right, his scheme. Wilson fits that really well. Now, George Payton, he's had the best 12 months out of any general manager at the Denver Broncos have ever had. He nailed his first draft with Javonte Williams and Pat Surtain and all those other guys who came in and played key roles. Quentin Mearnes as well on the offensive line. Now he gets knocked for the Teddy Bridgewater thing, but in 12 months, he got a franchise quarterback done, secured. He's here. And, it cost a lot, but I think that the Broncos ceiling just went way up. I was ecstatic, shocked by the news. You can take my whole show today and throw it out because that's what we were talking about when we heard. I mean, I had Everybody Hurts by REM playing. I was crying. I was depressed. Rodgers had signed. And now he's tweeted out that there's not a deal in place. He is going back, but there's not a deal in place.
So $200 million for 4 years sounded like a pretty much a deal.
$153 million guaranteed. Yeah,
I would 17 game season.
Right. Yeah.
$50 million a year.
Yeah, you do the math on that. It's stuff you and I can't fathom. But we went that way. And then I'm like, what's next? Anything but running it back with Drew Locke. I mean, I was even throwing Mitch Trubisky out there, which I was comfortable with. I had talked myself into Mitch Trubisky leading us to the Super Bowl. I think Broncos fans were ecstatic to hear about Russell Wilson coming to Denver.
It'll be interesting. Not that it's, at top of mind awareness right now, but it'll be interesting to see what we do with Teddy.
Yeah.
Because to me, if he would stay for a decent amount of money,
have a backup.
This day and age, you need two.
Yeah,
I mean, because one's going to go down.
Was he on a 2-year contract or a 1-year contract?
I don't
remember either.
I don't know.
I think it was a two. I can't remember either. But if you can get him back
going to Pittsburgh
lower
or something.
Seller, yeah, that would work well, I think, too. But good news. Good news for the Broncos all around today.
Yeah, no question. This is just an exciting time with the Broncos having this going on, with CSU getting ready, in the tournament. This is exciting for the conference tournament, but the big dance. We're just getting through this week. Yeah, you want to win this, but CSU has – bigger things coming to.
Yeah, they're locked into the big dance, but you know, I was talking with Kevin Lytle out of the Coloradoan this morning, and he said this, that the team feels like they've got a little bit of a chip on their shoulder because they were screwed out of that Mountain West Conference, or out of the big dance last year because of their performance in the Mountain West Conference tournament. So he thinks that this is a team that is going to not just float through this, not just be looking at the big dance. They want to go win this tournament, which makes for a lot of appeal, because that potential semifinals matchup against San Diego State is really appealing. There's other things. I mean, is Wyoming gonna, if they lose against UNLV, they're on the
they might not
real
get
shot
in
and not making the big day. And they were ranked earlier this year, so there's a lot of intrigue in that in that tournament. UNC in the Big Sky, their first round game, I honestly think if they can win that first one, I like their chances of playing Saturday night at 6 o'clock in the championship game out of the Big Sky. Eastern Washington's probably going to be the team that they play. They split with Eastern
them.
Washington
yeah.
this year. Southern Utah's leading scorer on the year just broke his wrist. He's done for the year. So if Southern Utah does win, find a way to win that first round game, which I think they will, then it'd be Southern Utah without their best player against UNC. I'll take UNC every day of the week on that, setting up maybe a rematch against Montana State or Montana or Weber State, whoever comes out of that top half of the bracket.
Who is CSU looking at playing? Do you know who's
CSU? CSU's got the first round bye. Then they'll take on the winner of Utah State and Air Force.
Utah State and Air Force. All right, more than likely Utah State.
Yeah, no, more than likely Utah State. And Justin Bean's a good player. You know, they've been so streaky this year. There's been talks about them potentially. You know, if they hit the right note, can they go win the Mountain West Conference tournament and be a bid stealer? Maybe, but I think CSU's got their number. They handled them. What was that? 2 weeks ago now, and on Utah State's home court, I like CSU winning the Mountain West tournament.
No, I would love to see that happen, and I think they can. I think UNC is good enough to beat anybody in their yep. in their conference when they get rolling. They've got offense.
Yo, absolutely. There's nobody that can keep pace with them. I mean, I think they've got the 30th high-scoring offense in the country, about 78.2 points per game. Somebody fact-check me on that. But they've got the ability to go do it. Can they step up in those big moments? Well, we saw Bodie Hume hit a big three that we thought was going to win the game on Saturday against Montana State, and then Montana State hits a miraculous shot. But, you know, in talking and listening to some of the things coming out of UNC, they were pissed about that loss against Montana State. Their best player, Montana State's best player, sat out. Their second best player didn't play much in the second half. So they felt like that's a team that you should run away from, and they didn't do it. So there was frustration, and it was kind of a rallying point. And if that is how that turns out, watch out for the Bears.
No, it's an exciting time of year.
Oh,
I mean, it just truly is. I love this time of year. All right, I know you got stuff to do.
No, we're good.
All right.
Hopefully, I was just going to say, too, oil prices, by the way, not so fun
no,
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, gas prices, it's going to be way up there. So, I just hopefully we can get down to Denver to see, afford to go down to Denver and see Russell Wilson next year, because it was trading at $130 a barrel earlier today. Just be ready. It's far from over. Biden put in that ban on all Russian petroleum. It's about 8-10% of what we do import. But still, even with that, the way that things are going, you know how people react on the stock market and drive prices up and buy this and buy that. The oil prices are going to continue to go up. Be ready for it. I've bought a horse that I will be riding into work every single day now because I can't afford fuel coming in. We're talking, Brian, $6 to $7 a gallon of gas.
No, there's so much that is crazy right now.
Okay.
And that is just, I mean, it's ridiculous. I'm all in favor of banning anything Russian.
Yeah.
You know?
Except for vodka?
No, even that,
only
just under 2% of our vodka actually comes
really?
From Russia.
See, you've got those stats. I'll let you know how
you
much.
Can you tell me how the, yes, I can you tell know. You how much vodka we actually use from
that. That was why we get along.
Yes, it is. Between us both, we've got all angles covered.
That's right.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. I know Luke Gegline's going to be popping in just after 3:30 from PFS Insurance. So looking forward to getting to knowing him and chatting with him a bit and welcoming him to welcoming him to the family, and I haven't had a drink yet.
Attaboy.
Maybe I need to.
You're headed to vacation, man. Well, we appreciate it.
Can I check your office?
What's that? Yeah, you go. You can. If you find some, call me.
Oh, it's been a rough week. How you drain that one?
Tuesday? What day is
it? Yeah. I found a surprise when I looked for your business cards. All right, more coming up on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
The Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary. Weekday afternoons at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFK, 328 on your Tuesday, my Friday. Sorry if I got a bit of an attitude, but I'm going to be off for a few days. Not that I don't love what I do and look forward to this every day. We all know what it's like when you're going to take vacation. You just look forward to nothing. And that's what I'm definitely going to be doing. We will be talking more sports throughout the day, of course. The Aaron Rodgers story, the Russell Wilson story is a big one. And is Von Miller going to come back to the Broncos? He has been teasing that big time. And the Broncos have room. They could certainly bring that on. Now, we're going to have, if I read my schedule right, we're going to have basketball for you right here later on tonight as we have St. Mary's at Gonzaga tonight, number 17 St. Mary's at number 1 Gonzaga, I believe, at 6:45, 7 o'clock tip-off tonight. I think that's correct, Ryan. If you find out I'm wrong, let me know quietly off-air so it's not embarrassing for me. Okay, that would be very appreciative. Also, we're going to be talking CSU Rams with Justin Michael, DNVR Rams. What day is it? Celebrity birthdays, we'll have all that. And somebody smuggling something in onions. All right. Now, they should have been stopped anyway just for trying to bring onions into this damn country. But it gets worse with what they were trying to bring in. So we'll certainly discuss that as well. If you've had that discussion with your loved one that, you know, it is time for us to move on. Let's not wait any longer. Life is short. Let's get our dream home. Well, I believe in that type of thinking, and Desiree Pettinger can make it happen for you. You don't have to face this real estate market alone, and your dream home is still there. The American dream is still alive, and Desiree Pettinger and eXp Realty can help you realize it. Give her a call today to get the ball rolling at 970-397-6337. 970-393-6337 for Desiree Pettinger at eXp Realty. Luke Gegline from PFS Insurance going to join me next at Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Join Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach. Weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Get on me.
Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA, 335, 25 in front of 4. Welcome back to the show. I'm the Good Afternoon Guy, Brian Gary, my producer, Ryan Kelly, and joining me in studio is Luke Gegline from PFS Insurance. How you doing, Luke?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Brian.
Hey, it's good to have you in here. As you can tell, there's not a lot of rules.
Well, I was told to keep it PG, so I think that might be the only rule I have.
All right, PG-13 works, PG-13, too. Yes, okay. Yes. One boob slip is okay. All right. <that's, laughs> Sorry, that was my one. All right. But, hey, good to have you in here, and thank you for being a part of the Good Afternoon Guy Show family, man. I was so excited when I found out you were going to jump on board, and I want to be able to talk. First, I just want to welcome you, and then let's talk about what you have to offer and a little bit about you and so forth. But I like to make it a point to know everybody who does business on my show. And hearing that you were going to jump on, I was like, yeah, that sounds good. And then I immediately get a text from my son who says, I know, Luke, we caddied together at TPC Scottsdale. Had no idea. So you must be, are you roughly the same age then?
We're probably pretty close. I'm 43, so.
Okay, right in the same ballpark.
Right.
And how long have you lived in Colorado, Luke?
I've been here my whole life. I actually grew up out in Yuma, where I am now. I was actually in Greeley for 5 years, from 1998 to 2003, actually in the golf industry.
What were you doing?
Worked at Boomerang and
Eaton
Country Club. So I was doing that for 4 years as an assistant golf professional. So
fantastic!
A lot more fun than this crop insurance.
Okay,
stuff.
I was gonna ask about that. But what brought on your love of golf?
I started at a young age, played in a lot of tournaments when I was younger, and actually went to college at CU on a golf scholarship.
Did you?
I did. and I still love to play golf.
Are you where do you play now? I mean, score wise.
I'm about a 2 handicap, so I'm still okay. Not as good as I once was, but
you're still the one people want in their cart
when it's
a foursome.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Okay. I get that. Yeah. Now my son still. I'm always amazed when you play golf with somebody who really knows how to play golf. It can do two things to you. It can either intimidate the hell out of you, or it can make you better.
That's right.
And I've always found that I play better when I play with people who play well.
Yeah.
You find that same thing?
I do find that same thing.
Because
yep.
You can be brought down. If you get that one person right. In your foursome who just doesn't really care,
yep.
Which not that that you find a lot of that, but it definitely can make the rest of you not play up to the same standards.
Lose a little bit of focus, but yeah.
Now, do you find on a business team it's kind of the same kind of way?
I do, and we have a great team at PFS Insurance. My office out in Yuma, Aaron, Amy, and Arlene do a fantastic job. We've got 3 other locations, our main one being our Johnstown office. And then we have one in Greenwood Village and out in Sterling. And we have a great team all around. It's a great company to work for, and I'm very blessed to work with them.
So. Is there any particular reason those 4 places are the locations you chose to set up business, Luke?
You know, we encompass quite a bit of Colorado with our 4 locations. So, and we're a full service agency. We do everything from commercial PNC to benefits to crop insurance. A lot of farm and ag out where we are in Yuma. So,
where did your desire for this or your knowledge for this come from? How'd you get your appetite whetted to want to get into the insurance business?
Right. So I grew up on a farm out in Yuma. My family still farms. My dad's still going strong. He's 77, but
awesome.
he works his tail off. And we grow about 3,000 acres of corn and wheat out there. So I have the farm experience there. I did get in the golf industry, but I've been back out in Yuma for it's probably been 18 years now, with one little stint down in Arizona. But I started working as a crop adjuster back in 2012. And I did that for 5 years before being approached by PFS to be an agent for them. And I've been doing that for the last 5. So I love it. I love working with our farmers and our clientele out there in Yuma and throughout the state.
You know, I love in the information about your business and so forth, one of the first words you read about is family.
Yes.
And it seems like that's very important to you, as it is to those of us who live this lifestyle. You know, family is it's born into us. You know, obviously it's born into us, but I mean we appreciate that family bond, and I love doing business with people who have that kind of mindset. And I love that's what you put forward. And you really do you feel when you have your clients, when you have your customers that it is part of the Luke family, part of the PFS Insurance family?
Right, absolutely, Brian. Yeah, we're all work family. You know, I think of my customers as family. PFS Insurance is a family. We're all tied together and trying to help each other out and in this crazy world and we go from there.
Yeah, no, that's you're going to hang with me. I've got Luke for the rest of the hour. When we come back, I want to talk a bit about, I want to know how the Ukrainian situation can be affecting us over here as far as, you know, crops, prices, what we need to be prepared for.
Right.
And also, I know there's some deadlines coming up that we want to talk about and get those in as well.
Yes.
We're going to talk more about PFS Insurance and why you need it for what you're going to be doing and, you know, if it's right for you, all that. We're going to talk more about Luke on that. You're going to keep him in the studio with us. Remind you, weather-wise, great day today, but we've got some much-needed moisture coming our way tomorrow. Could see 2 to 5 inches by the time we're done. Winter weather advisory in effect from 2:30 today until Thursday morning. So we'll keep you up to date on that as well. Again, Cody Wilson, Denver and Front Range weather meteorologist, will be filling in for me tomorrow. More with Luke Gegline coming up next at Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Chuckin'. Got my chips cashed in, keep trucking like the doo-dah man. Together, more or less in line, just keep trucking on.
for the latest on the Broncos, the Nuggets, and the Rockies, listen to The Hull Show, weekdays at noon on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to the Good Afternoon Guy. It is 3:46. I'm Brian Gary. Luke Gegline for PFS Insurance in the studio with me. Welcome, Luke. Good to have you, buddy. Let's talk insurance. Let's dive right into it right now. What is the importance of having revenue protection crop insurance now with the situation in the Ukraine? How is that affecting things as far as that goes, Luke?
Right. The RP policies are very important right now. It'll help protect you with the fluctuations in the market. A good example is last fall, the wheat price, insurance price, was set at $7.10, and it skyrocketed up to wheat's at about $13 or $14 a bushel right now.
Wow.
Which is pretty much an all-time high.
Yeah.
So if you didn't have that RP protection, your guarantee is $7.10.
Oh, no kidding.
Correct. So when we get down to harvest time, what they do is they'll take a month, which is July, and they have a discovery period to see where the markets are currently sitting. And then they'll take at the end of July, they'll take that final price. And if you have RP protection and say this stays at $13 or $14, you will get that for your crop insurance guarantee as opposed to the $7.10 on a traditional yield protection policy.
Man, that makes or breaks a year just looking into that, doesn't
it? It's a huge protection. The wheat policies are already set, but the spring crop deadline is coming up on March 15th. So if you don't have a revenue protection policy, I would highly suggest talking to your agent or calling me and get that in place.
What about, people who are just starting out? There may be some, young farmers who are just beginning or just taking on the endeavor. How are you able to help them out and let them know what it is they need? Because I would imagine a lot of questions come up at that point.
Yeah, absolutely. We have big beginning farmers and ranchers that we work with all the time. And I always push, even with the situation in Ukraine right now, always try to push that revenue protection policy because even now with the rise in commodities, it'll protect you when the prices drop as well below your insurance guarantee. So it covers both directions. So
what would be the reason that somebody wouldn't get that?
Cheaper premiums. They lock in that seven, for example, that wheat price at $7.10, they'll lock that price in and they're just kind of bound by that. And it's a cheaper premium. So
is there a time and a place for both?
There is. If your budget's tight, the yield protection can, you're still guaranteed, like that $7.10 price on a yield protection policy, but the RP policy is basically designed to provide additional assurance to the farmers who market their crop before harvest. A lot of farmers now forward contract to lock in these good prices. So the RP policies will protect them in case they can't deliver on that. So if there's a loss, hail loss or drought or something like that, this will help protect them.
Speaking of drought, which we were just doing in the break here, we have some moisture coming, but how far behind are we? I mean, is it even imaginable that we can make up ground?
Yeah, if we get a big snow, yes. This 5 or 6 inch stuff probably doesn't do a whole lot of good. It'll help. Last fall, the wheat basically was drilled into dry dirt. So it didn't sprout very good. So we're in a pretty tough situation out here in northeastern Colorado with the wheat conditions the way they are.
What do we need to change?
A lot more rain.
Yeah.
Rain or snow. Yep. And obviously the wheat supply is going to be pretty low with this Ukraine situation the way it is. Ukraine.
So this really has a big impact.
It does. Ukraine's the third largest wheat exporter in the world.
I had no idea of that.
You know, they're a country the size of Texas, so they're really huge into farming. About 71% of Ukraine is farmland. They also have a lot of sunflowers. I think they're number one in sunflower seed exportation.
Wow.
So yeah, it's pretty dire situation, which, you know, obviously the, supply will affect, prices at the grocery store.
You know, these are things people don't necessarily think of when they watch a situation like this unfold. You know, on the world map, you watch and you think, oh, Ukraine, you can point to where that is on a globe, you know, and you think, how can this have an effect on us? It does.
Yeah, it absolutely does.
That surprise, I didn't realize that much. And that's, you know, and that's, I think, part of your job, and I think that's part of what you really enjoy is educating people who don't know these things, because look, your world is not one that most of us dive into and take the time to learn all about. Right. We count on somebody like you that you can trust. And that's where I know trust, that family, all those things come into play. You like having these long-term customers who are with you forever.
I do. Yeah, absolutely. Our relationships with our customers are paramount. You know, and I love each and every one of them. And I'll do everything I can to educate them on what's important as far as having your crop insurance policies. And there's a million and one different variations of hail insurance and multi-peril options out there. So give me a call and I can help you out.
No question. Well, hang on. We're going to wrap this one up next. We'll throw out the phone number, get everyone the contact information, how they can track you down, find you, and get the ball rolling with any questions. We'll wrap up with Luke Gegline coming up next on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Everything you need to know about Northern Colorado is on NOCO Now. Weekdays at 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to the Good Afternoon Guide. Luke Gegline from PFS Insurance in with me. Well, Luke, we've been talking about all the reasons that people should give you a call. Now, how can they get in touch with you, follow you, and get the ball rolling to get their questions going, Luke?
Right. Our phone number in Yuma is 970-848-3340. Give us a call, and we'd be happy to discuss your options.
Fantastic. And again, you are ready to deal with folks. This is the time when lots of people have questions at this time of the year. And as you said, the deadline for spring crop insurance application is coming up on March 15th. Those deadlines come real quickly when you think, oh, 15th, I got plenty of time. And then you look at the calendar and go, oh, crap, that's a week away.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, good time to do that. And, again, the family aspect of it, I think, is absolutely fantastic. And I just appreciate you being a part of the Good Afternoon Guy show family, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Brian. It's been great and look forward to continuing our relationship here as well.
No question. When other things come up, if there's things we need to know about, if there are deadlines approaching, anything that we need to get information out on, Luke, feel free to let me know that we should jump on a call and get that info out, because we want to keep everybody informed on everything.
Will do.
All right, Luke Gegline with us. PFS Insurance, appreciate you, brother. Thanks for being on the show. Wrapping up this hour, next hour, we'll talk about the CMA or the ACM Awards. Shut up! And Justin Michael from DNVR Rams will be on to talk about the Rams tournament action coming up on Thursday. It's all coming your way at Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.